We're continuing the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Yitro. Ve'le'olze yesh lever tapsukim shenemru kodem matan Torah. And in light of what we've understood thus far, we can explain the psukim that were said before matan Torah. B'chodesh ha'shishi yitzep ne'esan me'er tzitzam b'yom zeba midbar Sinai. Pasuk says, in the third month from when the Jews left the land of Egypt, on this day they came to Mount Sinai, to the desert of Sinai. Ve'esum Rafidim, they traveled from the place called Rafidim. Ve'evo midbar Sinai, they came to the desert of Sinai. And they camped in the desert. And Israel camped there opposite the mountain. That there were many comments on this psukim. Reshit, firstly, the seder psukim shekdim et hamuchav. The psukim seem out of order. Initially, the psukim say, on this day they came to the desert of Sinai. And then afterwards, we seem to be going back in time. And it says, they traveled from Rafidim and they came there. Imki kodem nasu v'rak achakach ba'o. First they traveled and then they came. So the psukim are out of order. It says they came and then it says, well, they traveled in order to come there. The psukim are out of order, it would seem. V'otzich bi'u, furthermore, we need to explain, l'shema nichpal kan bet pamim sheba'u l'midbar Sinai. Why does the pasuk say twice that they came to the desert of Sinai? V'yom hazeh ba'u midbar Sinai. The pasuk says, on this day they came to the desert of Sinai. V'achakach, and then the pasuk again repeats, V'yisum Rafidim, they traveled from Rafidim. V'yavo midbar Sinai, and they came to the desert of Sinai. V'achnu b'midbar, and they camped in the desert. V'yesh leve'er, so we could explain. Shem rumaz kan derech avodat Hashem. The allusion here is to how we serve Hashem. Shenitna liYisrael kodem kabbalat haTorah. The way of serving Hashem that was given to the Jewish people before the Torah was given. D'inei k'tiv sur mera v'asei tov. The verse says, the way we serve Hashem is, we leave bad and do good. Haynu shekodim yesh lakdim akirat hara, that first the person has to uproot that which is bad. V'rak achar kach yechol liyot asei tov. And only afterwards could he evolve to the asei tov. V'chol od ha'adam mushuka b'ra, and so long as a person is sunk in the depths of what's bad, harei ze b'chlal, then he is still within what the verse says, v'larasha amar elokim halacha lesaper chukai. God says to the wicked, what are you doing learning my Torah? So, at first glance, the way a person is supposed to serve Hashem is sur mira, leave what's bad, va'asei tov, and then evolve to doing good. But, ita v'asfarim ha'kdoshim, it says in the holy works, sheyesh adam shub matzav shafel v'yarud biyoter. There are people who are in a very, very low state. V'im yatchil asok b'sur mira, and if he tries to leave that which is bad, he will completely fall into depression. He'll say, I can't do it, it's over. And for him, the path is, leave bad through doing good. Remember, we had this discussion a few months ago. So he says, a person has to start by doing good, to do a lot of Torah, a lot of tefillah, umimela yavo liyot sur mira, and that will lead him to the sur mira. Achen, kidei shelo yeh bichlal v'larasha amar elokim, but so that he isn't one of those that the psukim say, that God says to the wicked, what are you doing recounting my laws? Hinei talui b'ze kamura leil. Then it is contingent on the following. Kinyan ze shelarasha amar elokim alcha lesaper chukai, that this concept that God says to the wicked, what are you doing with my Torah? That's only said to a person that he is enslaved to his desire. He has no self-control. He is really a slave to slaves. Adam kaze en lo itchabut im hakdusha. A person like that is not connecting with holiness. Ve'lo sheyach sheyatchil ba'asei tov. He cannot begin with ba'asei tov. Ach mi shekvar yishtacher miliyot eved lara. But if he has released himself from being enslaved to that which is bad, yachol le'atchil ba'asei tov, then he can begin by doing good. Lamot she'adayin lo akar tara, even though he hasn't uprooted the bad from within. V'zeh merumaz be'psukim elu, and that's what's alluded to in these psukim, she'adavar harishon lifnei kabbalat ha'Torah haya. The first thing before the acceptance of the Torah was, v'chodesh ha'shlishi le'tzep bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, 3 months from when they left the land of Egypt, reshit kol nishtachu v'nigalu m'liyot avdim le'mitzrayim. The first thing was, they were released. They were redeemed from being enslaved to Egypt. That was the strength of leaving Mitzrayim. And even though they hadn't completely left the bad that they were sunk in 49 gates of defilement, but being that they left their enslavement to the Egyptians. So on that day, they already came to the desert of Sinai. They could already start doing the service of doing good, which will help remove the bad. And only then could they travel from their weakness. Al derech ma'amar chazal, that our sages say that Rifidim isn't just the name of a place, but it is a reference to the concept. Al hakatuv, that our sages say on the verse, Vayavo Amalek vayilach mim Yisrael b'Rifidim, that Amalek came and attacked the Jews in Rifidim. Doesn't mean he attacked them in the place of Rifidim, but he attacked them Rifyon yadayim u'mekor haklipa. He attacked them when they were weak-handed. And that is the source of when the external take hold of a person. Shadam mishuka bara, when a person sunk in that which is bad, v'umitraper milishtacher v'latzet mize, and then he takes slack, and he doesn't release himself of that. He's sunk. He's in, and some there. V'zeu v'aysum refidim. That is that the pasuk is referring to that they traveled from refidim sheyatzu me'ara. That they were able to leave that which was bad, bibchinat sur mira. V'achalkach, once they left the concept of refidim, once they left the concept, give me slack, it's okay, so this is the way I am, then, v'yavo midbar Sinai, they could come to the desert of Sinai, higiu l'shlimut ha-madrigash l'asei tov, they evolved to the level of doing good. Shelachara kirat ha-ra, that's the level that only comes after the uprooting of the ra. V'higiu l'tachlit shlimut avodat Hashem, they reached the essence of wholeness and serving of Hashem. So that's the first thought that he wants to give, that there's this duality. On the one hand, he said Tzur Mirah Al Yedei Asei Tov, but Tzur Mirah Al Yedei Asei Tov could only be in a situation when he's not completely steeped with Tavot. When a person is Eved Lavadin, when he's still enslaved to his desire, then his doing good is not pushing him away from the Ra. But once a person releases himself, he has self-control, when he is shalita latzmo, so then he's not eved lavadin, so then he could do sur meira through asei tov. Now, that is the concept of Yitziat Mitzrayim. Firstly, they left Mitzrayim. Once they left Mitzrayim, that means they left being enslaved to their desire. Now, they hadn't completely removed that which was bad within him. There were 49 gates downward. But once they left Avadim to Mitzrayim, they were already in Midbar Sinai. They were in the desert. They were headed towards Sinai. Now already they could start working on the Sur Mirah through Asei Tov. Then they evolved to the next stage, which is not giving themselves slack, not holding themselves to task, and doing the real Sur Mirah, removing the bad, and then they could evolve to the real Har Sinai, to the real Asei Tov. Meaning there are two stages. There's the Sur Mirah Yedei Asei Tov, that a person leaves bad by doing good, which can only be after leaving Mitzrayim, after he's taken himself out of the pit, he's not completely sold to his desire, and then a person can evolve to actually doing the real Sur Mirah and moving on to the Asei Tov.